नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड द स्टोरी ऑफ पिंगला टेक्स्ट 31। संतं समीपे रमणं रतिप्रदं वित्तप्रदं नित्यं इमं विहाय अकामदं दुःखभयादिशोक मोहप्रदं तुच्छमहं भजेन्या। संतं समीपे रमणं रतिप्रदं वित्तप्रदं नित्यमिमं इमं विहाय अकामदं दुःखभयादिशोक मोहप्रदं तुच्छमहं भजेज्ञा। संतं समीपे रमणं रतिप्रदं वित्तप्रदं नित्यमिमं विहाय अकामदं दुःखभयादिशोक मोहप्रदं तुच्छमहं भजेज्ञा। माताजी, संतम बीइंग समीपे मोस्ट नियर इन माय हार्ट, रमणम द मोस्ट डियर, रति एक्चुअल लव और प्लेजर, प्रदम गिविंग, वित्त प्रोस्पेरिटी, प्रदम giving, nityam, eternal, imam, him, vihaya, giving up, akamadam, who can never satisfy one's desires, dukkha, misery, bhaya, fear, adi, mental distress, shoka, lamentation, moha, illusion, प्रदम गिविंग, तुच्छम मोस्ट इनसिग्निफिकेंट, अहम आई, भजे सर्व, अज्ञा एन इग्नोरेंट फूल। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। आई एम सच अ फूल दैट आई हैव गिवन अप द सर्विस ऑफ दैट पर्सन who being eternally situated within my heart is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who is the bestower of real love and happiness and the source of all prosperity. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desires and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation and illusion. Purport. Pingala laments that she chose to serve most sinful, useless men. She falsely thought that they would bring her happiness and neglected to serve the actual Lord of the heart, Krishna. She could understand how foolishly she had struggled for money, not knowing that the Supreme Lord is always inclined to award prosperity to his sincere devotee. The prostitute was proud of her ability to please men, but now she laments that she did not try to please the Supreme Lord by loving service. The Supreme Lord is completely aloof from the transactions of the material world. Lord Krishna is the actual enjoyer of everyone and everything. But one must learn how to please the Lord by pure spiritual service. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, my senior god brothers and all the worshipable devotees sitting here. So we are discussing the story of Pingala, who is a prostitute. And yesterday Nityanand Charan Prabhu was mentioning that how amazing it is that the story of a prostitute of all the people appears in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Paramhamsa Samhita. So when I was hearing that, I was also wondering, yes, it is actually amazing that why is it that something towards the end of Bhagavatam, after everything has been completed, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord has been glorified in the 10th canto elaborately, and then after that something like this comes. So we have to wonder, and it is a good question that Prabhuji is asking, that how is it that this is happening? This whole, actually this previous chapter, 7th chapter and 8th chapter, is a beautiful part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it gives us the understanding. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, he gives in the 7th chapter, in the 10th chapter, Krishna gives us the understanding how from things of the material world we can remember him. You know, by the taste of water, by the fragrance of the earth, by any demigod. You see a demigod, you see amongst demigods, I am so Indra. And like, you know, by anything in the material world, anyone in the material world you see, you can remember Krishna. So similarly, in these two chapters, it's a beautiful narration which the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna himself is relating to Uddhava. Uddhava says that, you know, Krishna tells Uddhava that you should now renounce the world. I am leaving, I'm going back, and you should renounce the world, live like a renunciate. And Uddhava explains that it's very difficult in the material world to be a renunciate. So what lessons can I, you know, what can I do? What should I take shelter of? And then Krishna reveals this story of the Avadhut Brahmana, who is giving instructions to King Yadu. And in that context, this Avadhut Brahmana is explaining how he learnt from different elements of nature and different persons, how he learnt a lesson from each of them. And really it is so amazing, actually. We see that how you can learn from anyone. It is not difficult for a person who has an open mind to learn from anyone. And this Avadhut Brahmana is learning even from a prostitute. So initially when I was reading up the previous chapter, this chapter I was reading, so I was thinking, yeah, like, you know, like he learns from so many elements he learns, so he must have learned something from the prostitute as well. But then when you read the realizations of Pingala, you realize that she is not an ordinary soul. Though she was in that circumstance, like Prabhuji mentioned yesterday, it must have been her some karma, and her previous life she must have been an exalted devotee, because these kind of realizations and these kind of very heavy words cannot come from a person who is, you know, just steeped in sense gratification. So you know, we should be open. One beautiful lesson we can learn from this whole section is that we should be open to receive, willing and open to receive instructions from wherever it comes. Sometimes we feel that, oh, I want to hear only from Guru Maharaj, I want to hear only from Prabhupada, I don't want to, you know, this person is very junior, that person is junior, this is my son, why should I listen to him, this is my, you know, counselee, why should I listen to him, this is a fresh bhakta, why should I listen to him? But you never know where inspiration can come from. One doesn't know. The Lord sometimes, you know, he uses someone who has the hammer, that nimitta, he has become the nimitta at that time. He has the hammer in his hand and he hits you on the head with it. It's not a literal hammer, but it's like a spiritual hammer which you need at that point of time. That point of time you are, you know, in some ego trip, you are thinking of something very great. And at that time some devotee from somewhere comes and just gives you a nice tight slap. So our general reaction is to become angry. Arey, who are you to tell me? Tum kaun hote ho mujhe bolne wale? We become very egoistic and angry. But we should be willing to take. That is one of the glories of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taro Riva Sahishnana. So we should always be humbler than a blade of grass. So if any instruction comes from anybody, you know, who is our well-wisher, who may not be our well-wisher actually, may be an enemy also, but even if it's coming from an enemy, Prabhupada used to say, if good instruction is coming from anywhere, one should accept it. He said, if the shoe fits, wear it. So I don't know exactly what the literal meaning of that is, but you know, how I like to interpret it is, someone throws a shoe at you. You know, in audience mein kabhi kabhi aadmi kuch lecture de raha hota hai, politician is giving a lecture, or if someone is giving a musical performance and people are not impressed, in general audience, so they become restive, and after some time they start fidgeting, then after them they start talking to each other, and then they start shouting, and the person is still not taking the hint. So then finally someone throws a shoe at him. So that shoe, Prabhupada says, that shoe is an indication ki baba tum kuch galat kar rahe, you're doing something wrong, you're erring, you're making a mistake in your spiritual life, you're making a mistake in the way you're conducting yourself. So when that shoe is thrown at you, rather than becoming angry, arey mere pe juta feka, if that shoe fits meaning what instruction is coming, it is applicable to you, wear it. So it's a very powerful thought that Prabhupada gives us. If the shoe fits, wear it. So here, the realizations of Pingla, when I was reading, I realized this shoe fits me very well. It's very, very powerful. This particular verse, actually each line in this translation, each line, we can have a discussion on each line. And each line in the purport, it's so powerful. Each line, if you really look at it, there is enough there to speak on that each line for, you know, some time. I have just picked one part of it, so my apologies that I may not be able to do full justice to this beautiful verse and the beautiful purport. But I'll just try to share some thoughts that came to my mind. So the realizations of Pingla, actually if you see, are very sudden. Well, suddenly, you know, she is in that situation where she is waiting for her next customer, that somebody will come, oh this one will come, oh that one will come. So she's waiting, and no one comes. And then suddenly, in that frustration, in that moment of frustration, she becomes detached, that, oh, you know, maybe I am foolish, I am not, you know, I am. And then in that detachment, suddenly some switch is turned in her heart, and she realizes her folly, she realizes her foolishness. So in the previous verse also, text 30, she is saying, just see how greatly illusioned I am, because I cannot control my mind, just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure from an insignificant man. So she is already, her first verse, Pingala Uvacha, she says, I am a fool. So she's already realized, and in the next verse, which is the verse we're discussing today, again she says, she explains why she's a fool. In the previous verse she has said, I am a fool. Now she explains further why I'm such a fool. I'm not just a fool, but I'm such a fool that I have given up the service of that person who, being eternally situated within my heart, is actually most dear to me. So she is now explaining why I'm such a fool. So she is greatly fortunate that she realizes her foolishness immediately after being in a helpless situation, you know. And she immediately takes shelter of Lord Krishna as a super soul in the heart. Right there and then. This is great fortune actually, because we also in our lives, we keep falling into helpless situations. Day in and day out it happens. Maybe not day in and day out, if someone has good karma, they have a fairly comfortable life. And sometimes, you know, karma catches up, law of averages catches up, and then suddenly you go through a major downturn in your life. So if, like Pingala, when that downturn comes, when that difficulty comes, if we are also similarly able to realize that, arey, look at what I have been doing, I have been trying to enjoy in this material world, I have been trying to partake in sense gratification in every possible way, but I have been ignoring that Supreme Lord who is closest to me. What a wonderful realization and what great fortune. So, like yesterday Prabhuji told the story of the four queens. The fourth queen is the Paramatma, who is always residing in the heart. Krishna says, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sanivishto. I am residing in everyone's heart. And He has been with us forever, for every lifetime that we have had on this material world, how compassionate, how loving is this Supreme Lord that we have forgotten Him, but He has not forgotten us. We don't care for Him, but He cares for us. So, Yugavatar Prabhu, just now in the morning, He told me a beautiful realization. I'll share that in the end, time permitting. But it's beautiful how the Lord is so merciful to us. He is so loving to us, despite the fact that we don't care for Him. And we really don't. So, we'll discuss that. So, if you see, this verse actually applies to all persons who are like Pingala. So, nowadays if you see on, of course we should not see, but if you see on social media, social media, there are these videos which keep coming. And whenever there is some major event, whenever there's some major, some disaster happens or some major crime happens against some woman or something like that, then people come and stand with placards, you know. They say, I am Nirbhaya. I am so and so. I am Yusufa Malela. I am, you know, so and so. I don't know if people have seen that, that people say, I am so and so. So when I was reading this verse, I read and I felt, I am Pingala. Because actually all of us, whatever she says in this verse, very heavy words actually, instead I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desires and have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation and illusion. I am Pingala. We are all, I mean many of us have the same situation like Pingala, who have served masters, all kinds of masters, in search of money and enjoyment, who cannot satisfy our real desire. What is our real desire? We want to be happy, we want bliss. Our real desire, everyone wants to be blissful, everyone wants to be happy. But what do we get? We get all this, frime, unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation. So there is so much endeavor going on in this world. If you look at this material world, so much hard work is going on in the name. So this was very hard hitting for me because I know I have been through this for the last at least 20, 25, 21 years. So much endeavor, so much hard work. For what? To earn money and enjoy. Everyone in this material world is working hard so that they can earn money, earn some wealth, and then enjoy. And in order to achieve these things, in order to earn this money, how much work has to be done? How many years of slogging have people in the material world done just to earn some enjoyment? We have to end up trying to please people who are, who are extremely sinful. We have to behave like Pingala. What is Pingala doing? That someone approaches her, she has to behave like she loves him. She has to behave, she has to give him pleasure. She has to make him happy. So we also, we have been trying to behave like Pingala for years. For so many years. In our offices, in our jobs, in our, in whatever way, in our society, wherever we are living, we also pretend to love and respect those people who are not worthy of love. They are not worthy of any respect. They are people who have all kinds of bad habits. Matlab, jitna ginne jao, utne milenge. That many bad habits are there. All kinds of sinful tendencies are there. And what do? We bow our heads down in front of them. We, with great respect we speak with them. We try to show them that we love you. You're really a lovable person. You're such a likable person. And, we do everything to make them happy. And what is their reciprocation? No. So everything we try to do. So how do we try to please these people? Through our work. You know, we work like donkeys day in and day out. The, you know, pavarga, as Prabhuji always mentions, parishram fena bandhan bhaya nrityu. So heavy parishram is going on. People work, there are these stories that circulate about people in Japan falling asleep on the subway, you know, on the steps while they are walking to back home at midnight, sometimes 2 a.m. in the night, 3 a.m. in the night, they are walking back. They are so tired that they just fall down on the floor. And they are like almost dead, half dead. And in a society like Japan, nobody disturbs anybody, nobody talks to anybody. Somebody is lying down there, they see he's alive, they just move on. Nobody bothers. So much hard work is there. Through your work, we are trying to please them. You know, people who are looking for promotion, they're desperate. Because see how the cycle, how the material world entangles us. This entanglement, how it works, is I am living in a small home. I want a bigger house. I feel ki ye one room kitchen mere liye kafi nahi hai. Yeah, if I'm staying in a 1 BHK, abhi dusra bachcha paida ho gaya, I need 2 BHK. So for 2 BHK, I have to take a loan. I have to struggle very hard to find something which I think will somehow fit in my budget. I have to take a loan. Now because I have taken a loan and that loan EMI is taking up more than half my monthly salary. So therefore now I have to struggle very hard, somehow managing in the remainder amount my house. And every month I am taking maybe credit card, I am paying credit cards, I am getting more into debt. So therefore now I become desperate that I need a increment in my salary. This salary is not enough. So now I work doubly hard. Why? Trying to please those bosses, trying to please those masters. Maybe if I do some extra work, I am doing my work, what my work is there, I am doing to the best of my capacity. But now if I work a little harder maybe, then he will be pleased. He will think, hey, toh bahut badhiya banda hai, isko kuch promotion dena chahiye. So we work much harder. We start speaking pleasing words towards them. We try to, you know, praise them in public. All kinds of things people do just to get that promotion. Someone who is not worthy. Someone who is not worthy of any praise, any love or anything. We somehow other try to get into the good books of these people. What are we doing? We are acting like pingla. I am pingla. We gracefully accept, you know, we gracefully accept. Despite all this hard work, you imagine, it happens, no, for those of you, of course, there are many brahmacharis here who probably have been fortunate enough to not work in the corporate life. But you can imagine that sometimes in corporate life, when you are working, you are doing all this to gain a promotion, to pay that EMI for your bigger house, which you will get, but after you get, more anxiety will come. It's 100% guaranteed. That is the entanglement. You think you will be happy when you get that 2 BHK house? No, because the EMI continues. House came, but with that misery came parallel. It came in parallel. And along with that, then there is maintenance, there are new neighbors, there is new kich-kich. The children start living in that building, there are rich people living there and they have certain habits. So children come to you and tell you, of course I don't refer to my children. My children, by Krishna's grace, are not demanding. But this is how the material world works. It's very unfortunate. And we don't realize, more and more hum log phas rahe hain. Newer and newer problems, we are getting stuck. And for everything, what is our solution? I will work harder. I will earn more money. With that money, I will satisfy my children's demands. With that money, I will go to a hotel, I will go to a resort and I will relax and I will feel very happy. For everything, our solution is same thing. What is that? Work harder. And in that working harder, sometimes boss is not happy. Despite working, tum matlab aisa paseena nikal ke kaam kar rahe ho. You are doing everything. But the manager is not happy. Why? Because he is happier with somebody else. Someone else is his favorite. Someone else has buttered him little better than you have. And as a result, what happens? You don't get that promotion. You don't get that increment at the end of the year when people go with bade ichhaon ke saath, bade hopes ke saath. This is that time of the year actually, March, April. You know, in April everyone's assessment happens and people go thinking great hope ke saath, boss, ye saal maine sab achha kiya, I've done good work, toh matlab, you know, you will, I suppose, you know. So we are going and with great hopes we go in front of the manager and talk and, you know, hope that he will give us. And the manager says what? You did a good job, but you know, company is not doing so well this year. So, that much money is not available for increment. So, this year, you know, you just manage somehow. Next year, pakka, I am seeing what work you are doing. Kitna mehnat kar rahe ho. Very good, keep it up. Keep it up. Basically, don't stop working like a donkey. Continue working like a donkey. Next year, jarur tumko milega. This year, nothing for you. And then unsaid messages, there are some other people there who deserve it more than you. They will get it, not you. This is the material world. So like Pingala, we are also struggling so hard to serve these bosses. You know, to serve masters. You know, these masters may not just be our office masters. They can be anywhere. We are serving masters who do not give us what we want, cannot give us what we want. They instead sometimes, they have to also tolerate, we have to tolerate gracefully. Sometimes sarcasm comes. You know, the boss is being sarcastic to you and you have to like smile and say, just accept whatever is being said. Sometimes criticism comes. You know, you have slogged, but you make one mistake and that one mistake is analyzed and broadcast to the entire world. Partiality happens. All these things. So in result, in return for what you are doing, all the hard work you are doing, what you are getting return? Nothing. Even in this same chapter, in the first verse, a very hard-hitting statement is there. I'll just paraphrase. Read. After struggling in material life, everyone just pay attention. It's a beautiful, very heavy statement. After struggling in material life, which is full of hardship and hypocrisy, one may receive a little sense gratification. Thoda sa milega. Little sense gratification one may receive. But this illusory pleasure in no way offsets the burden of suffering one must bear to obtain it. Very heavy statement. It says that jindagi bhar hum log, what we are struggling, working hard to get, you know, some sense gratification. He says, struggling in material life which is full of hardship and hypocrisy. There is so much hardship, so much difficulty one has to endure just to make some money, to make some livelihood. And so much hypocrisy. You don't respect someone, you have to show respect. You hate someone, you have to still tolerate. You can't do anything because you're not getting a job anywhere else. You go to another job, frying pan into fire. Sometimes it is worse. So after all this, little sense gratification may come. But this pleasure in no way offsets. Offset means what? Compensates. Matlab tumne itna mehnat kiya aur tumko itna sense gratification mila. But was sense gratification, it does not compensate for all the work you've done. You don't feel happy. You don't feel satisfied. You still feel miserable. In fact, you feel more miserable. Arre, itna sab mehnat kiya, it was not even worth it. Bas, yehi. This is the happiness that everyone is looking for. You go sometimes, you know, to a resort in a remote place, mountains and beautiful trees, lush greenery and everything. And you think, you know, I'll feel very happy when I come here. Huh? You know, everyone has told, just send photos, cool photos everyone has uploaded. I'll also go here, I'll also feel. And you go there and you sit there and you don't feel anything. Mujhe nahi lag raha, arre, I must enjoy somehow. I have to feel happy. But you don't feel happy. You feel miserable. You may not feel miserable, you may feel peaceful at the best. You go from misery to peace. but you don't feel happiness. You don't feel that bliss that you are seeking. Because that bliss is not available in the material world. That is the realization of Pingala. What a powerful realization. So people go through this humiliating life every day. People go through this life of humiliation, which is filled, as she says, with unhappiness. No happiness. Because you are struggling so hard. You know, I'm giving my personal, this I can say is personal realization. Normally we don't say realization. But here I can say this is all personal realization. I've been through each of these things. You know, you work so hard through this life of humiliation, which is filled with unhappiness. Why unhappiness? Because you are struggling, you are not recognized for it. You are struggling so hard that you have no time for your family and your God brothers and your bhakti, which really is your source of happiness. You have no time. Fear. You are always fearful. Ki, are, ye mera jo target hai, wo hoga ki nahi? Mera jo colleagues hai, wo mere sar pe haath, mere sar pe pair rakh ke upar to nahi jayenge. Always fearful. Anxiety. You are in anxiety all the time. You are not peaceful at any moment. You are always worried. Because of what? Because of attachment to that goal. I want that goal. I want that financial prosperity. After which I will be peaceful. Oh, that peace never comes. That financial prosperity never comes. It may come, but it doesn't come with peace. It comes with all these other things. Lamentation and illusion. So we are going through this life thinking that someday, वो सुबह कभी तो आएगी, someday that day will come when I will be prosperous enough to enjoy, where I can just retire, pair upar करके I will sit on the beach and I will just, you know, relax. Wow. But that day never comes. By that time that day comes, if at all that day comes, by that time you are so old, you are not capable of even enjoying. You can't do anything. It's so, the material world is so filled with these contradictions where we think that when I am older, I will be happier. But anxiety doesn't leave us. Our attachments don't leave us. As long as we are attached. See, Pingala became detached. In 1 second she became detached. What a benediction. What a benediction, what a blessing it is to be detached. We don't become detached. Even if you become old, you'll still be attached. Are, my wealth I've given to my children, like the story of Kailash. I've given my wealth to my children are so careless. Abhi tak responsible nahi ho gaye. Abhi tak ye nahi hua. What about this? What about that? Story of Kailash. So even at an old age, it is not that suddenly, you know, everything, a switch will turn, like in case of Pingala, a switch will turn and I will become detached. Are, ho gaya mera? I have finished my duties. Now let me take shelter of Krishna. It will not happen because we are too attached. Despite all signs, we still try to continue to enjoy. Like the story is there of that man who was being chased through the forest by a tiger and running desperately, just as the tiger is about to catch him, he falls into a well. In that well, he's desperately somehow trying to hold on to something. Then he finally catches something. He holds on to something, some creeper or something. He holds on. He's looking. And upar he sees the tiger with his, you know, his fangs, his teeth, just, you know, showing. Not fangs. Kya bolte hai isko? Canines. His teeth are, you know, is waiting, saliva dripping from his mouth, somehow to for you to come out. So he can't come out. That tiger settles down there and waits. Ki okay, kabhi to bahar aayega. And then he looks down and he sees it's a dry well. So even wo creeper jo pakda hai, wo chhod diya to gir gaya to wo marne wala. He's going to die because it's a dry well. And then the moon comes and he sees that niche there are all snakes. It's full of snakes. And then he sees that what he's holding on to is a creeper which there is a beehive. And that beehive, the bees are coming and constantly stinging him.
So har tarah se he is cornered, he is finished, his end is near. Any moment now, either if he tries to climb up and go out, tiger is going to eat him. If he holds on to the creeper, bees are stinging him. If he leaves the creeper thinking pani mein girunga, pani hai hi nahi, only the well floor is there and it is filled with snakes who will sting him and he will die. But still, from the beehive he sees a few drops of honey falling and he puts his tongue out and he tastes that honey. This is the situation of all people in this material world. We are surrounded by difficulty. All hints are there. Every way hint is being given to you. Baba, dekho. End is near. There is great difficulty in this material world. Material world is miserable place. Be like the python, like the ajgar. No, not ajgar. What is the word? Python? I forget. So, ajgar only? Okay, so the ajgar, the python. Be like the python, which is just lying down and waiting for food to arrive. And food arrives. The Lord provides for everybody. But no, we want to struggle. We want to slog. And we want to work hard to somehow get that one drop of honey. Is that one drop of honey worth it? For all the suffering you are undergoing at this point of time? No, it's not. But still, we search for sense gratification even in our miserable situation. So we should be like Pingla. We should realize that all your hard work, whatever you are doing, is not worth it, because the real well-wisher, the real person who can satisfy your heart, as she says, you know, who is the service of that person who being eternally situated in my heart is actually most dear to me. He is the bestower of real love and happiness and the source of all prosperity. That Supreme Lord who is residing within our heart, He is not interested in your achievements. You know, you may be making great efforts. As devotees also, sometimes you get caught up, you know, in that thing that let me make some money, you know, let me be successful. I'll give more to Krishna. I'll be able to contribute better to the movement, nah? Therefore, I have to work very hard, earn a lot of money. Let me do it. But that time never comes. Radhanand Maharaj once in a lecture had mentioned that people think like that. You know, it's illusion to think that let me work hard for 10, 15, 20 years, earn good money, then I will surrender to Krishna. I'll give all my Lakshmi to Krishna. He says, neither the surrender comes, neither the Lakshmi comes. And the Lakshmi may come to you, but it doesn't come to Krishna. It doesn't reach. Because once you get money, you start using the money. You get used to a particular lifestyle. So the Lord is not impressed. You know, another beautiful statement in this purport. It says, the Supreme Lord is completely aloof from the transactions of the material world. So in the material world, we may be doing so many things. So many things we may be doing. But the Lord is not impressed. He is not impressed with our efforts to do grand things. Building big bridges, building big roads, building big buildings, building so many things, doing so many great things. People do so many great things. Lord is not impressed. Because any of the achievements we may have in this world, why He is not impressed? Because He is the one who provides the permission to do it. Without His permission, anyway it can't be done. He provides the permission. He provides the intelligence. The intelligence to do something wonderful is coming from Him. The inspiration comes from Him. The Paramatma within the heart. You may have had a desire in your previous life, but you didn't have the skills, you didn't have the resources. This lifetime, because of your desire, the skills and resources have been provided. So He provides the inspiration. So He gives you the intelligence, He gives you the permission, He gives you the intelligence, He gives you the inspiration, He gives you the skills, and He provides the resources through the agency of material nature. Everything He is giving. Tumne kya ukhad liya? What great you have done. You have just brought everything together and you have done it. You have showed a desire, so therefore Lord has arranged everything. So why is He impressed? Why should He be impressed? Everything is coming from Him. So the Lord is aloof from the transactions of the material world. What is He interested in?
He is interested in our surrender. He is the real bestower of riches as well as love and happiness to us devotees. It's a very beautiful realization of Pingala. She is saying that the Supreme Lord is the real bestower of riches. Like it's mentioned in the previous verses in the purports, that the Supreme Lord will provide for His devotee. You don't need to struggle. You need to struggle to be a devotee. If you struggle to be a devotee, the Lord will provide. Not to say that we give up everything and sit at home. In the purports it's mentioned. Doesn't mean that we just sit and wait. No, we have to make our endeavor. But don't make excess endeavor. Atyahar prayasascha. Don't do too much. Be in control of what you are doing. Make the Lord who is closest to us, make Him your priority. But unfortunately, though He is closest to us, we have ignored Him from time immemorial. We have been ignoring the Supreme Lord who is residing in our heart from time immemorial. Though He is present in His names, He is present in the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He is present in His names, still we have ignored Him. We continue to do it. Even now, when we chant the holy names, we ignore the Lord. He is present in His deity form, we ignore Him. He is present in prasad. We don't ignore, but we ignore Krishna. We eat the prasad, but we don't recognize that this is Krishna prasad. We just have prasad. We don't have Krishna prasad. So though the Lord is all around us, He is everywhere. He is residing in our heart. He is there in every element of material nature. He is there in the deity form. He is there in the holy names. He is there in the scripture. He is everywhere. Still, like Pingala said, we have been ignoring Him from time immemorial. We have been taking Him for granted. So, now I'll just state, that beautiful realization that Yugavatara Prabhu shared, that we have been ignoring the Lord, right? But what do devotees sometimes feel? So you're stating very beautiful thought, it's worth sharing. He says, devotees feel that this love for Krishna is one-sided love. Ye ek tarafa pyar hai. That main kabhi se, kitne saalon se, I have been trying to chant Hare Krishna. I have given up my life for Krishna. I am living in temple. I am living at home. I have deities. I am doing so much service. I am doing so much. One-sided love, Krishna is not reciprocating with me. So you are saying, that is not the case. He is saying, when we are chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So for 2 hours you may be chanting the holy name. Krishna is sitting beside you. He is sitting right there beside you. But we don't pay attention to Him. He is there. The Lord is sitting right beside us when we are chanting the holy name. He is dancing on our tongue when we are chanting the holy name. But we don't pay attention. It's not that the Lord is not reciprocating. He is there. But we don't pay attention. In fact, we are insulting Him. We are stuck in our own thoughts. Full 2 hours pass. And then sometimes we are, Sola Mala khatam ho gaya. And you have not thought of Krishna at all. We have ignored Krishna. We are insulting Krishna like anything every moment. But still, the Lord is so merciful. Next day when you chant, again He comes. Who will do that? So He was giving example once, apparently in Satara. Some big singer, went to Satara for a performance. And when this singer was singing, something her voice broke, cracked or something, or she was not singing properly. So the people in the audience got frustrated and they threw tomatoes on her. Right? This is India. So these things happen over here. They threw tomatoes at her, rotten tomatoes. So she got so fried out. She got so insulted and so hurt naturally. She said, I will never come back to this city again. And she never went back. Okay. So we can imagine that this is what we are doing to Krishna every day. Every day He comes.
he sits with us patiently. Okay, now he will pay attention. But we don't pay. We are insulting Krishna every day. But still, he can also say, no, Are Baba, jao, I am going back to Vaikuntha, I am going back to the Goloka, I will never come back to this person's chanting ever again. Iske chanting session mein mera koi jagah nahi, I am not coming back. But the Lord is so pleased that you are trying. Chalo, koshish kar raha hai. At least sincerely he is chanting, let me come. So what is one-sided love? Is it the Lord's one-sided love or is it our one-sided love? He gave another beautiful example. He said that sometimes there is, you know, in our youth, there is a boy who is attracted to a particular girl and he is somehow or other trying to catch her attention. So he goes and he stands in front of her house. So ghar ke samne khada ho jata hai. And wo idhar khada rehta hai, he is just waiting. Ki kabhi na kabhi, one day she will look out of her window. Someday she will look out of her window and she will see me. You know, many times she comes to the window but she doesn't see him. She comes. But usko nahi dekhi. He sees her, but she doesn't see him. So he is waiting patiently that someday, Baba, she will at least look at me. What is this called? This is one-sided love. That you love that person has no attention for you. You know, like one man, one beggar was there. He went to another beggar and said, Boss, good news suna kya? Bola kya? Meri shaadi hone wale, princess ke saath. Are, how come? He said, Are, डिसाइड हो गया है, सब तय हो गया है. कैसे तय हो गया है? ये बस 50% काम ऑलरेडी हो गया है. बोला क्या? मेरी तरफ से हाँ है. मतलब उसकी तरफ से नहीं, उसकी तरफ से अभी थोड़ा काम बाकी है. सो इट दैट्स वन साइडेड लव. योर 50% इज नॉट इम्पॉर्टेंट, नो, दैट पर्सन 50% इज मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट. द प्रिंसेस हैज टू से यस. सो वन साइडेड लव मीन्स आई लव बट दैट पर्सन डजंट लव. So this boy is one-sided. He loves this girl and is waiting ki someday she will glance at me. Maybe someday she will smile at me. He is waiting patiently. Same way, Supreme Lord is also waiting. Patiently he is waiting for us. As a super soul in our heart, he has been waiting for many, many lifetimes. Like in the Upanishads it is mentioned, like the bird on the trees, two birds on the tree. One bird is busy trying to eat the fruits, slogging hard, very hard. Ki Baba, oh, this sweet is nice. This fruit may be nice. Let me try this one. No, no, ye khatta tha. Pheko isko. Let me try that one. I'll fly a little higher onto that tree. And there I'll try to eat. He eats that fruit. That is also not nice. And he goes to another tree. Slogging, jumping from tree to tree. Like the bee going from flower to flower. Searching for that nectar. No nectar is available and the other bird is just waiting. So the Lord also is waiting patiently, like that one-sided love. It is actually one-sided love. Only the Lord loves us. We don't love Him. We may feel it's one-sided love, but actually it's the other way around. Lord loves us. He is waiting for us to have our pingla moment. Where we realize, main kya kar raha tha itne saalon se? What happened? I've been in bhakti for so many years. But I have no love for Krishna. So when, like Pingla, we also need to realize our foolishness in serving fickle, ever demanding and ungrateful masters of this material world who cannot give us requisite return. Matlab jo compensation milna chahiye, wo nahi humko de sakte. Instead turn towards serving the infallible, ever merciful, ever loving and ever grateful Lord who gives us the ultimate compensation, ultimate gift, Himself. So, in this beautiful pastime of Pingla, many lessons to be learned. These are some of the thoughts that I wanted to share with all of you by all your blessings. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions or comments, anybody?